Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go to Shipp, Brendan, Aaron, Revold, Jared, and others here in just a moment. Then I'm going to get into the issue of national sovereignty, how nations are like firewalls in a building or bulkheads in a ship for water coming in, or firewalls as well. So that if one nation falls to tyranny, you have a chance to run somewhere else. Even though that nation may not be perfect or far from it, they don't have the personal beefs with you, the pogrom they want to carry out. And here's an example. Russia defiant, USA raises pressure. It's not USA doing this. It's the global crime syndicate that seized our nation. And they're so angry that this guy could run to Hong Kong or run to Russia or run to Ecuador. Running from one tyranny to another. Remember the father who had his kids taken for smoking marijuana, the engineer that was a listener? So he tried to run to Cuba and Cuba turned him back? Cuba loves taking people's kids. But when criminal regimes start fighting with each other, sometimes it gives you a place to escape. You don't want one big unified thing. Whenever that happens, heads are going to roll. It's not a good system. You want diversity. That's why you want 50 states. If one state's totally corrupt, like California, oh man, I got gun news coming. It's going to be total news blitz. But let's go back to your call. Shipp, thanks for holding. What is your point today, sir?
Oh, well, hey, Alex, man, I just wanted to say what's going on to another Texas brother.
Well, good to have you calling in today, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, not much, man. It's just a lot of conditioning. You know, it's with this Hastings guy, you know, they're just showing us how brazen that they really are, that they can just say, hey, you know what, we can kill you, pretty much, plain and simple. And that's a scary thought.
Well, I've seen a lot of car bombs and also mafia hits. When this first happened, I went and typed in mafia car bomb and looked at hundreds of photos in Italy and the U.S. and other places. And that's how they do it. Dynamite or C4 under the car or in the dashboard. And that's exactly what it looks like. That's what the witnesses said they saw.
That's so scary, man. And then, you know, to where that we're going is even worse, that we need to band together. We need to have this unified front so that, you know, the truth does not escape and that we just get the message out to everybody. And you're doing a great job, man. Like, I listen to you every day, and you have woken me up. I saw you on Decoded with Brad Meltzer, and I was like, who is this guy from Texas, man? I got to look into him. And you woke me up, man, and I appreciate everything that you've done.
You know, I really should do more mainstream TV. I turned down most of it, but I had two people come to me this morning. When I was doing some errands separately, saying, oh, I saw you last night or two nights ago on History Channel with that show about Masons, because millions of people watch those every time they air, and then it makes them go find your radio show. You're absolutely right. I need to do more of that because it's having a really good effect. Maybe I should have entertained my own TV show. The problem is I don't have time to do that and the radio properly.
The radio is the key, because yes, you might get a little bit more notoriety and get out, but the people that are at your core are spreading the message for you. And everybody that I can find that, you know, needs information or, you know, kind of open to facts that may not be out there as the mainstream as they are or as they need to be for that matter. You know, like the Snowden case, that guy, it's insane. I mean, that is just as out there as it could be. And most people are just like, what?
Yeah, notice it's not about the government illegally spying and using it on the press. That's why I love the fact that Greenwald brought that up. That's what we've got to be hammering. It's about how Snowden's a traitor. I mean, everybody knows the government's spying on people. At least people with the brains do. That's all he exposed is, yeah, and by the way, it's private corporations. That's what they don't want known, that it's Google and Microsoft. They're all the ones lobbying to have government give them spy contracts for data they're already getting. I mean, all the cable boxes, the Kinect boxes, the video game consoles, they're tracking you already. They're just persecuting you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to go right back to your phone calls for people that are patiently holding, and then I'm going to get back into NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden goes missing and a bait and switch where they thought he was flying to Cuba. We're going to look at some of the other world news, including political correctness news. Man accused of bias intimidation at concert arrested here in the United States, the Associated Press is reporting. And they're reporting it like it is a good idea. And then I have another story out of the National Post of Canada. Slur forces comic to pay $15,000 for tirade of ugly words against lesbian patron after appeal falls flat. Folks, they're telling preachers they can't read out of the Bible now in Canada. I mean, Canada is an incredible political correctness police state. I mean, what do you expect when you go see a dirty comic? I mean, they make fun of everybody. That's the kind of news stacking up here. And it says the Justice Department's looking at the man that waved a rebel flag at a concert. Well, I mean, what about all the racist stuff that Hispanics and black folks, vice versa, put out to each other and to whites and back and forth? The government actually promotes all this and then will act as the referee. And that's the political correctness going on. where, you know, now if you're not for totally open borders, why, you're a racist. Show your hospitality. Let everybody from the world come here and have their babies free and everything paid for and be above the law to show you're not a bad person. And then people go, but it doesn't make sense. They said I'm against government health care, which is actually written by the insurance companies to rip people off. I'm a racist. And I'm against turning my guns in. I'm a racist. Remember, we heard that during the... And so now it's gotten so bad that even the politically correct are going, how's it racist I don't turn my guns in? It's just a way to guilt you. And it's such... It's so incredible now that they've had cases... This reminded me, because I see a caller on the board who says attacked by a black mob, where you see it in local news all over the country where it's so politically correct, groups of black folks beating up mainly whites at fairs and things don't even feel like it's a good thing. These are white people. We're going to beat them up. Just like whites used to think, well, these are black people, so they're inherently bad. We're allowed to get together as a gang and beat them up or hang them. Same brains, same people, different pigment, acting exactly the same way. Because the guilt now with shows like Django and Machete and all this is, whites are inherently bad. You see it everywhere. The white devil, the white is inherently evil. Or the Jew is inherently evil. So Alex Jones is a Jew and secretly lives in Israel. Never been to Israel, though I want to visit. Who doesn't? I mean, that's one of the most incredible places in the world to go see. Like that, that's on my list. I guess if I ever go, I'll be very proud there that I'm going to see, you know, such a historical place. And that, and so that's the great slander. He's a Jew. He's a Jew. He's a Jew. A Jew. Like, oh, no. And you know what? I am Jewish. It's true. I am Jewish. Alex Jones is Jewish. Both my parents are Jewish. My whole family's Jewish. So there you go. I take your slander as an honor. I'm not Jewish. I'd be proud if I was Jewish, but I'm Jewish. There you go. And so it becomes this thing where inherently, because of a color of your skin, I mean, they have African tribes. If the Muslim will kill the Christian, Christian will kill the Muslim, or the animist will kill the Christian. And it's always whoever they want to rob. One group gets together, gets a UN shipment of weapons. The UN goes, okay, go ahead and go slaughter all the Christians. They're the minority. Because of their culture, the Christians were able to build up something working together over the last 500 years in Rwanda, so they became the ruling class. And so you get to kill them all. So we can bring in a UN government. That's blacks killing blacks. But they find a reason to kill each other. Oh, that group, they worship the owl, we worship the, you know, the lion. So we're going to kill the owls. It's all gang garbage. Crips Bloods, you wear a blue bandana, I wear a red bandana. I'm going to kill you because you wear a different color. People can have the exact same color of skin, have the same genetic background. They will put on a different hat. They'll wear a different... That's what humans do. It's like teams. Cowboys versus the Steelers. Redskins versus the Dolphins. It's tribalism. And the globalists dress us up in the tribalism so that we feel good about each other when we kill each other. And they artificially sit there and manipulate it. And I just can't get over the media saying, the so-called media ganging up on other members of the press, like Glenn Greenwald saying he should be arrested for illegal NSA spying that they admit's illegal that they've been caught doing. And then all he's saying is you're being spied on when Kinect admits they're watching you and listening to you, and it goes back to Microsoft. I'm going to get to that after calls. When Apple and Google and AT&T and all of them have patents that are decades old and they're now doing it, admitting it, and there's bills introduced trying to stop it. The two-way cable boxes, all of it. I've got news on it today. I mean, look at these headlines. Microsoft is behind Mystery Data Center in Iowa. Wired.com. There's another one. Kinect may violate proposed We Are Watching You legislation in the U.S. brought forward by Congressman Walter Jones. A Republican and Democrat, Mike Campanano, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A Democrat, good for the Democrat from Massachusetts. And it goes into that these consoles are admittedly watching and listening to you. I mean, what, are we going to arrest Walter Jones because he's got a bill saying, hey, they're already doing this, let's make it illegal? I mean, he's admitting we're being spied on. Microsoft is the NSA. Apple is the NSA. Google is the mega NSA founded by the NSA. They're not going to let the government run that. It's all for the private groups to have it. Over $100 billion a year, one way or another, going to these systems, building the infrastructure. You pay to be spied on, and they admit they've got hundreds of thousands of analysts to listen and watch and then play this game of, we're not watching you, arrest Snowden, he's a traitor. When in plain view they're violating the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the whole nine yards, and then they want to scare everybody, they'll probably kill him, folks. Or tie him up naked for, you know, months and months till he looks like a concentration camp victim like Bradley Manning, who's another hero. Bradley Manning would sit there and watch him target whole families with drones and make jokes as little kids blown in half would crawl around in the dirt. He said it was like watching a kid torture bugs with a magnifying glass. He couldn't do it anymore. The guy deserves a Medal of Honor, not to be made fun of all day. Oh, look at him. He's a little gay runt. He deserves everything. I hope they torture that traitor. What, for releasing a bunch of cables with going back 30 years with Henry Kissinger talking about what a criminal he is? Stuff like that? Don't worry, we'll bring down America once we get the police state in place. That's the stuff in the cables. Just shoving us all around, pushing us around. And then they just sit there dominating, 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 dominating. Looking at those photos of him weighing like 90 pounds and deathly white with those big, stupid meatheads shoving him around and stuff. You can see those special army sheep dip type contractors. I all think they're so tough. Take some more shots, boys. Give your kids some more shots, too. See how tough you are. We'll see how tough you are. We're going to find out how tough you all are. Let's go ahead and go to Brendan in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I have one short comment about citizen journalism and then two major points, both related to the subject of keeping Michael Hastings' ideals alive. Regarding citizen journalism, thank you so much for keeping the fact, hammering home the left-right paradigm, the false left-right paradigm, and this supposed tribalism alive. You really nailed it. And actually, if people go back and look at George Carlin's comedy skits since 2000, he was talking about that. And I just wanted to say that the people at GCN and the awesome writers, reporters, producers, and support staff wouldn't be doing that, what they do with you, if they didn't care about truth and freedom. But moving along to the Hastings topic, I'm not a YouTuber, and because I've been told that I have a face for radio and a voice for print, but I did go out over the last 5 days and talk to some of my friends who are technicians, two of whom have worked on Mercedes-Benz for a long time, one of whom is a certified tech with BMW. And I asked them, I just showed them the photos. I didn't say what it was from. And I said, what would cause this to happen? Here are the photos post-crash, during crash, post-crash. Here's the engine. Some people, you know, varying distances away from the crash. And they said that barring basically 70s, like Italian, you know, Fiat Spiders and Alfa Romeos and stuff like that that are kind of more loosely bolted together. They said that that would require an offset compound collision involving velocities over 100 miles per hour. In other words, if you're on a two-lane highway and you veer, and that would expel an engine and transmission, maybe in older cars. Now we're talking about a really recent top of the line Mercedes. These have crumple zones, crash zones that are designed to absorb the impact and stay in the vehicle and never would be expelled. That's
no. I've seen the mechanics everywhere saying car bomb. I mean, he said they're after me. I'm going into hiding. I've got the biggest story ever on the corrupt government, and then he says we're at war with them, and the car blows up. And again, it's all these other deaths. I hear you. Good to hear from you. More calls straight ahead and then a bunch of news. Aaron, Revolve, Jared, Damien, we'll get to all of you straight ahead. Remember our website. It's InfoWars.com. A lot of breaking news right now at InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, you gotta cut you down.
All right, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're back. I'm going to start getting into news right now, and then when I'm done getting to the top stories that I haven't covered yet and some breaking news, I will go back to your calls. Aaron and Revolve and Jared and Damien, you're up next. and we'll try to get to those quickly. There's an article up at Infowars.com that just went out in the last 30 minutes that shook me up quite a bit because I've seen this told so many times personally, but also I've seen it admitted to by people like Private Gruckheimer. Back in 2003, he came back from Afghanistan and was talking about how they would go into villages and kill every man, woman, and child. And then the Army came out and clarified on Fox News and said, well, that's true, but only in certain villages do we kill everybody. And they tell them, they say, give up or we're going to kill everyone, including your children, which just makes people fight that much harder. And it shows who the military is. And they're glad that there's record suicides because that just gets rid of the guys with consciences. And then the evil ones get to be your police chief. So and this is a sifting process. The globalists admit they use wars. And we'll actually punch up on screen for folks the article that's up on Infowars.com because I want to show this young man to people and get into what exactly happened to him. But he committed suicide, and I wish he wouldn't have done that. I wish he would have committed his life to saving the unborn, committed his life to exposing the globalist. But for a lot of people, it's just too painful, and they kill themselves. And I don't blame them. But it's better to repent and then to say that you're gonna equalize it. And that's the real answer. Again, Saul of Tarsus killed hundreds of Christians and had them fed to the lions, tortured them to death. But then he became one of the great people to stand up for humanity out of that. And that's what you need to do. Do not commit suicide. I don't judge you for it. But you need to understand that your soul says you did bad. You need to make it right by speaking out against it. Let's go over this article here. Iraq vet kills himself. This is up on Infowars.com. I want to ask you all to get this out to everybody. Look at his beautiful fiance, beautiful model, blonde chick, the whole nine yards. Well-to-do family, had the whole everything ahead of him. And he joined the military to fight what he believed was Al-Qaeda. And, well, he found out who Al-Qaeda really is. Remember Norman Schwarzkopf, the rest of his life would just break down crying because he knew he nerve-gassed his own troops. They'd say, oh, he's crying. He's such a good guy. No, he was crying for guilt. Iraq vet kills himself. Schwarzkopf would break down crying if somebody told him what a great job he did, what a hero he was. Because it would bring up, it's like guys I've talked to who feel bad when they drive by an abortuary where they paid to have one of their children killed. Years later, when they know it was wrong, they drive by and have this incredible guilt and think about suicide. Why not go and save children? Why not make it right in God's eye and everybody else's and save the innocent? Why not adopt children? Why not find, they have groups where poor people can have their children adopted, women they're going to have abortions. Why not reverse it? Why not do good? Why not commit your life? The people are so afraid of socially saying no to the New World Order, they just kill themselves. Why not be such a thorn in the New World Order side they are forced to kill you? How about we make the enemy pay? How about we take the country back and put them on trial? How about they die once they've had a jury of their peers? How about you don't die? How about I don't die? How about they die? And I don't even look forward to that. I just want to stop it. Let's read what he wrote here. Iraq war veteran Daniel Somers committed suicide following an arduous battle with post-traumatic stress disorder. By the way, you don't get it as bad if you were doing the right thing. That's been proven. If you believe it was a just war, then it's different. That was caused by his role. People are committing suicide. They don't like being bullies, folks. They think back to what they did. In his role committing crimes against humanity, that's a quote, according to the soldier's suicide note. Somers was assigned to the technical human intelligence team in Baghdad, which saw him involved in more than 400 combat missions as a machine gunner in the turret of a Humvee, in addition to his role in conducting interrogations. What were they doing? Gun confiscations, torture, you name it. About people who weren't Al-Qaeda folks. They were the opposite. They were Shiites trying to defend their country. Somers' suicide note is a powerful indictment of the invasion of Iraq and how it ruined the lives of both countless millions of Iraqis as well as innumerable U.S. troops sent in to do the dirty work of the military-industrial complex. When I come back, I'm going to read to you what he said he did. And, folks, it's kill whole families. And let me tell you, when you shoot up a house and blow little kids in half for no reason, you will do one of three things. One of three things. I'm going to tell you what those three things are right after this quick break. Read the story, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
All right, your calls, again, are coming up. I need to finish up with a few top stories before I do that, and we'll go back into news. So, Iraq vet kills himself after being ordered to commit war crimes. Why are U.S. troops, active duty troops, killing themselves at over sevenfold any previous record into the Vietnam War? Why are they doing it? It's a cocktail of reasons. They're putting them on Prozac-type serotonin reuptake inhibitors that say on the insert, make you commit suicide. Why are they going psycho and killing people? It says it does that. Don't give it to people that are under stress. I mean, it says it on the insert. It's like a pancake box says, this makes pancakes. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors make crazy people. But that's good. It makes the public go more crazy. Now mental health gets more money. Problem, reaction, solution. But for a lot of these people that come from good families and good upbringings, they get into peer pressure, and they do all this stuff. And let me tell you, folks, your brain says kill yourself. You're bad for humanity. Now, people that don't, they get promoted into the CIA and they get to put, you know, bombs under the car of Rolling Stone reporters. Or they get to go into white slavery rings. And, you know, it's all fun for them. It's a great, great new future. And we're taught, bow down to them. So nobody stands in their way. But continuing, Somers' suicide note is a powerful indictment of the invasion of Iraq and how it ruined the lives of both countless millions of Iraqis as well as innumerable U.S. troops sent in to do the dirty work of the military-industrial complex. And remember, it's a death sentence to use DU weapons. You're all dead already. You're going to die earlier because of this. You're going to have deformed kids. What are you, four times more likely as a U.S. service person to have deformed kids? And they tie in all the people that haven't even been in country? Why would the elite do that? Because they're into death. The worst of the worst get into power now. It's a sacrament to their God to do this, folks. Now let's read what he had to say in his suicide note. The simple truth is, during my first deployment, I was made to participate in things, the enormity of which is hard to describe. Oh, we know. Going into somebody's house and killing their baby. Just don't get caught. War crimes, crimes against humanity, he wrote. Though I did not participate willingly and made what I thought was the best effort to stop these events, there are some things that a person simply cannot come back from. Oh, yeah, we know what they did. I don't know if his unit did that, but let's just say there's a lot of people like to rape kids. I take some pride in that actually, this is very powerful, he says, I take some pride in that actually, as to move on in life after being part of such a thing could be the mark of a sociopath in my mind. So he goes on to say that, you know, you can't come back from something like this, and I'm not a sociopath. These things go far beyond what most are even aware of. Well, yeah, you're not in the club unless you like to kill babies. Let's continue. Up close, though. Somers' death. Somers also complains about how he was forced to participate in the ensuing cover-up. Yeah, Pat Tillman didn't like that too much either, so you know what they did to him. Somers' death serves to refocus attention on the fact that the military veterans are committing suicide in droves after being afflicted with PTSD. That's just a cover for it, folks. They're afflicted with conscience as a direct result of committing atrocities while in combat. As Somers highlights in his note, 22 military veterans commit suicide every day. Amongst active duty soldiers, more than one a day commit suicide, a figure that surpassed the number of U.S. troops killed in combat in Afghanistan. And according to some experts, the military may be undercounting the problem because of the way it calculates the suicide rate, reports the New York Times. Examples of atrocities had directly or indirectly by U.S. troops in Iraq include, let's go over these, orders to slaughter all military-age men during some operations, torturing detainees, many of whom have never engaged in combat and were totally innocent, at grisly prison camps across the country. Raping and torturing children at the infamous Abu Ghraib detention facility while they shrieked in terror. Yeah, with battery acid. They raped them with battery acid, I should add. Women forced to watch, later begged to be killed. Sodomizing detainees with chemical lights and broomsticks. Well, they ought to get a job on the New York PD or the Chicago PD. It's a new article about the cops sodomizing innocent people with rifles. Indiscriminately firing upon and killing journalists and children. What do you mean they killed Reuters journalists? They ordered to man the tank at the journalist building, kill the Reuters reporters. Massacring entire groups of unarmed Iraqis, including children and the elderly. This is what brought me to my actual final mission. Not suicide, but a mercy killing, wrote Somers, adding that him living any kind of ordinary life is an insult to those who died at my hands. Read Somers' full suicide note below, obtained by Gawker and published with his family's permission. I want his family on. Well, I gotta say that I know why he did what he did, but I wish I could have talked to him before he killed himself. Because I've got a mission for you. I got a mission for you. Don't kill yourself and take the easy way out. commit yourself to fight evil. But I do respect what you did. But it's wrong to see men that have conscience kill themselves while the people that gave the orders and run the whole stinking mess move forward. And they're not just killing the Iraqis, folks. They take people's children and they brain damage them by design. They know full well the vaccines are brain damaging. They're designed to do it. We have a government, thousands of declassified operations, nerve gassing, bioweaponing, chemical weaponing, all of it, U.S. towns and cities in test, just to see if they can get groups to do it. This is their religion. This is what they're into. Our government is occupied by the globalists. And the only reason I'm still alive is because of the fact that they know if they kill me, what I've said is so true and so hardcore accurate that it will only magnify everything I've done. And they still may kill me. And I talk a lot about that because I want you to understand if they do kill me, I'm willing to do this. I'm more than willing. This is a great honor. And I don't understand why these people are killing themselves. You need to ask God to give you a comfort so you're no longer in pain over this, but to give you a drive and a passion. You know, let's say, Summers, let's say you killed in 400 missions, let's say you killed 10 children, probably more than that. Let's say you watched as they, you know, raped and tortured women and, you know, did the type of things they do to them. It's unspeakable. Because the worst in the group always leads. Let's say you witnessed all that. I mean, you say you witnessed things like that. Why don't you go and hand out literature in front of abortion clinics explaining that there are groups and organizations. You see those billboards up all over the country? That's just one group that says, you know, abortion, thinking about abortion, pregnant, thinking about abortion. There is help. There are options. And there are Christian groups that will pay for you to have a nice place while you have the baby and money after. Because they know there's more people wanting kids, black, white, and men. Always say, oh, nobody wants the black babies. That's not true. I want to make sure the black babies die. There are people lined up around the block to take care of people. And they're ready to pay you, not to go have some dirty $500 abortion, you know, where it doubles your chances of ovarian and other cancers. No, they're going to tell you at Planned Parenthood, that's run by eugenicists on record, that that's waiting. You can go and just like Ebenezer Scrooge, I want every member of the military out there that's been involved in evil and who has a soul and is tortured about it. You think you're going to get out of this easy? God's not going to let you get out of this easy. Don't be a coward. You don't blow your head off. That's easy to do. I respect your decisions when you make it, but it's wrong. You have a job to do. Just like Ebenezer Scrooge, you've got to counterbalance everything you've done. You've got to go out and help people. You've got to go out and help people not commit abortions. You've got to go out and go join the Salvation Army, one of the only few good charities left out there, and go dedicate your whole life to helping people. That's what we have to do. You should go down and warn every person you meet that fluoride is going to brain damage them and massively hurt their children. When I see people, we all just calmly sit there drinking iced tea with fluoride water in Austin, and we all just calmly do it because we're just accepting it, and the cell phone radiation and all the rest of it. We've got to go out and help people and warn people. And you're going to find that once you start doing it, you're not counterbalancing anything. Once you make that change in your heart, you're going to be forgiven by God. And all that you're going to be given after that is the total commitment, and you're going to be serving a mission you were born to serve. That's why you joined. You believed the lie you were going to fight for good when America is captured by a group that makes Hitler look tame in their sophistication. But now you need to join the real army. There's a reason they want you dead. There's a reason they want to give you vaccines and damage you. There's a reason they say veterans are the number one terror threat. Because they know that you know what you did was wrong. They know that you are struggling if you have a conscience, and they know you could be turned towards good fully. And once that self-powering engine turns on, you will be a great leader. But you've got to ask God a simple prayer to lead, guide, and direct you and to overtake your entire body, mind, and soul. You have to say, I, under free will, turn myself over to God to be good. I turn myself over now. Don't let the human, don't let the flesh in you think that you've got to figure out how it's going to happen. The doors will open. You've got to say, I've been bad. I repent. Wash me clean. Help me. The reason the Christian churches are dying and falling apart is because they don't tell you the rest of the story to go out and wake people up and go out and help people. They tell you, just feel good and stay here and worship the government. That's a government-run church, even though the preacher may be a good man. You have to ask God to throw you against the enemy. And then God will do it. If you ask God, use me against these evil people, God will rise you up, will raise you up. It may be small things. It may be taking care of your children. It may be not fighting with your wife. It may be just simply helping your neighbors out. Just not committing suicide defeats the New World Order. And if you turn your face towards God, I talked to so many of these soldiers that are planning to commit suicide, and they just say, I don't believe in God. There's no way God would allow things like this to happen. We allowed this to happen. We were given free will, and we decided to serve evil. We decided to believe the deceptions. So stop committing suicide. And stop destroying yourselves. Stop killing yourselves, you know, drinking a bottle of whiskey every night. And I'm not judging you. All of us can get better. And we've got to do it together. Because the New World Order doesn't have any conscience. Their only instinct is to hurt innocent people. So don't ever think you're just going to commit suicide and get out of this. Don't think God's just going to forgive you when you blow your brains out or take sleeping pills. You've got an accounting to make. You've got work to do to reprieve yourself. And in that lies the secret to defeating this evil. You will be so alive once you commit to good. Once you've proven yourself to God. Once you've gone through adversity, as you've already gone through, and use that adversity. These were tests for you. You know you failed this round. You can win the next round. But you've got to commit. Let's go to a phone call. Let's go to Aaron, then we'll go to Revolve. Go ahead, you're on the air. Thanks for holding from Texas.
Amen, Alex. My name's Aaron, and my pastor asked me yesterday what I was looking for in a pastor, and I told him I'm just looking for a fearless warrior of God who does not pussyfoot around with a 501c3 like James David Manning does. And I just want to invite you and your crew to our Abolish the IRS event. It's this Saturday with Joe Bannister, he's ex-IRS agent, Sherry Peel Jackson, and Tom Selgus. And I also wanted to mention Terry Lakin, who was court-martialed for and sentenced to 6 months in Fort Leavenworth for requesting the proof of Obama's citizenship. You know, Mike Zullo from Sheriff Joe Arpaio's Cold Case Posse, he'd be a great guest for your Prison Planet TV nightly.
I think we tried to get him on. Let's try to get him on again. There's no doubt that the providence of Obama's a fraud. I want to say this about Pastor Manning. I think he has a lot of courage. A lot of people set up their church before they know about 501c3. The paperwork's all set. Everything's in that name. You would never. It's very hard to get it out of it. I don't want to judge people. I think we should judge the churches that are 501c3 and promote New World Order garbage. It's one thing if you're 501c3 and a government-run charity, but you really still tell the truth and ignore. I mean, they're telling pro-life groups they have no free speech. I mean, that's an illegal order. It's a fraud. Everybody needs to say no. And the churches are starting to do that. And I'm not slapping you down saying that about Pastor Manning, but I think, you know, Pastor Manning has a lot of courage, but I understand, you know, your point about people. Here's the issue. A church that knows this stuff and doesn't fight tyranny in 501c3 is terrible. But if you're fighting tyranny and have to be 501c3, then, you know, what's the issue? Because on paper, you're a government church, but in spirit, you're not. Whereas, you know, a lot of these churches act like, there's some that aren't 501c3 that act like on paper they're not a government church, but they really are. I mean, really, God judges the heart, not the paperwork. You know what I mean?
Right, and he has a 501c3, but he knows he has the First Amendment, too.
I hear you. Well, I bet if people give him enough financial support to make the transfer over and do all that and, have half the money he's got cut away from him, because they'll start not letting it be tax exempt. I mean, you know, the guy feeds hundreds of kids every day there in Harlem. And so, again, churches shouldn't have to pay taxes anyways. Why do you have to become a government charity to do it? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The bigger issue is we let the criminal IRS go around and shake down preachers that won't go under their government control, forcing them into a contract. It's like the mafia going, sign this paper or I'll shut your church down. It's our fault, my fault, for letting the criminals do that. So I stand up against those criminals. God bless you. I hear your point and hope people come to your rally. All right, we're going to go to Revol, I think is how you say it, on the other side. Then we're going to go to Jared and Damon and JB. And I've got to get to all this other news, so I'm going to overdrive. I haven't gotten into the audio of the bureaucrat says water complaints could be an act of terrorism, police busting into people's houses over uncut grass. I've got a bunch of other news about political correctness gone crazy. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Segment in the official radio broadcast. We'll do some overdrive into the next hour at InfoWars.com/show. Reval, I think, in Pennsylvania. You've been holding patiently. What's you calling about today?
Hello?
Yes, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Revel, not Reval.
Like I'm sorry. Revel, got it.
Yeah, Revel. Okay, what you were talking about before where people, rather than commit suicide, they should find something to stand up for, like work in the societies. And my story that I want to tell you about made me realize that there's a silhouette that I don't think anybody's acknowledging enough, the responsibility of the individual towns and cities. Because the New World Order definitely are winning, overtaking us, and we need to stand up. But we also need to come together as communities, because if we don't, which what they're doing is they're going to divide us. They've been dividing us, but they're going to do it more and more because they don't want us standing together, right?
I agree. Tell us what happened.
Well, this leads to a touchy subject of racism. Okay, I live in a small town. We have one taxi to tell you how small it is. And the reason I choose small towns to live in is because I don't want to deal with crime, and I figure there's limited crime in a small town. I go to the store. I call a taxi. I live 2 miles outside of town. I'm going to the store. I go to the store. I come back with the taxi. On the way back, and I couldn't even believe this was happening, 15 kids, teenage black kids, just bombarded our van, the taxi van that I was in. Just overtook it. One kid stood right in front of the van, pointed right at us as if, you know, like, you ain't going nowhere until I move.
And then I get out with a handgun, and anybody physically assaults me, people are going to get shot.
Yeah,
see, that's why the system doesn't want the Second Amendment. Yeah, that's happening all over the country because they have promoted such incredible reverse racism. See, political correctness, they use white racism in certain areas to dominate and have tyranny, but when white Christians mainly got up and said no to it, like Charlton Heston, then they flipped and went, okay, but still they use the race game, Democratic Party. And it is promoted in a lot of rap and hip-hop. It's in the news to go out and kill a white person. You know, they've had the black group down in Houston come out and say, you know, don't mug in the black area, go kill whites. And so it's a sacrament now to do that, and it's a religion. And it's terrible this is being done on purpose. And I've seen articles in the news where the paper goes, after the third attack, we're forced to report and we apologize, but 9 black youths attacked our reporters and blah, 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 or such and such. And it's like, we're so sorry. And you notice the media, whenever they won't say the race of a person attacking, that means they were black or Hispanic, because they can only say the race if it's a white person. And that's done to keep the attacks going. And these kids think it's good to attack a white person because you're inherently a bad person. And again, it's wrong when groups of white youth would get together, you know, 60, 70 years ago or whatever, still happens. I mean, take the Klan guys that drugged a black guy to death in Texas. Then a year later, a white guy was going down the road and some blacks drug him to death. That didn't even make news. In fact, the news said, we will not cover this. And they did it because we're getting you back, as if the white wino knew anything about it. And it was the same thing. They killed a black wino, and then they killed a white wino. But the black wino mattered, the white wino didn't. Because you can't have it. Racism can only be white. So how did this end?
Well, he jumped out of the van. We started driving away.
Okay, so what happened?
They started throwing rocks at us. They threw over 30 rocks at our van.
Now, well, anybody gets in front of my car throwing rocks, they're going to get run over. So, I mean, look, this is going to happen. Whites, on average, are the most cowardly, pathetic, politically correct people. You were supposed to just crap on yourselves and beg people to slit your throats. That would have proven you were politically correct. You should have got out, stabbed yourself in the throat, saying, I'm bad, I'm bad. That would have been the right thing to do.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.